Welcome back. It has been a very busy year so far here in Quincy, especially for the Quincy Chamber of Commerce. And it's only going to get busier from here on out because it's Quincy 400 full force, and the Quincy Chamber is very much involved with that. So the president, Julie Pagano, has stopped on by to tell us a little bit more about how's it going and what's coming up. Julie, great to see you.
Hi, good morning. Always wonderful to see you.
Likewise. Thank
yes.
you so much.
Yes.
You know, it seems like you've been in the job forever, but it's less than a year.
It's actually, it's only been 5 months.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm ticking closer to the 6 month, beginning of, I think it's August 5th.
Okay.
So yes, it's been a great 6 months, and looking back, I'm looking forward, and
yeah.
We have a lot of great things ahead planned for the chamber.
You really hit the ground running, but it seems, just in talking to you, it seems to be a great fit for you. I mean, you smile, you have a lot of energy. It seems like this is what you were meant to do.
I love what I do.
Yeah.
And I think having that business background, mm-hmm. It just helps me understand, you know, where our small businesses are at, medium, our large businesses, the challenges, the great days, the not so great days, and I'm just happy to really be a part of it. And I think as the chamber and our city, as it continues to just sparkle and grow, right? It just lends itself to doing business in our city, and I find that so exciting right now.
Yeah, seeing as we're on that topic of doing business, how has Quincy 400 impacted the business community here in Quincy?
So we're seeing, first of all, community spirit, right?
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
I mean, the spirit in our community, the energy, people are excited. There are new faces that are coming to our city. We saw it with Maritime Festival. We saw it with Dropkick Murphys. And there's definitely been a measurable economic increase in revenues, you know, for our hotels, our restaurants, our cafes, our retail shops. Everybody is really seeing a difference in the city,
yeah.
and they're talking about it. I was at Marina Bay on Saturday night, and I was talking to one of the managers at the restaurant, and she said it has not stopped since Maritime
is
Festival,
that right?
And the marina was really, really crowded on Saturday. So
by all accounts, the Maritime Festival had the most people at Marina Bay since Marina Bay first opened back in the 80s.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes. Well, it was the first one, their opening day, and then it was the Celtics and the Lakers when the Celtics won.
Okay.
In, I think it was 86. I think Hassan mentioned that to me. And now this is the third. And
so almost 40 years.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Record-breaking, you know, revenue days
yeah.
for the businesses down there. And thank God they had, you know, 13 weeks of really, you know, tough weather to battle
oh,
back,
yes.
and so it's nice to see that they're busy, and even the downtown too, with the Dropkick Murphys, and the city, just the streets being shut down, and people talking about it. My neighbor's 40-year-old daughter was in the mosh pit, and she had her eyes rolling, but we were cheering,
yeah.
and you know, so yeah, it's been great.
It's interesting you mentioned streets shut down, because as you know, in a lot of the European cities, they have old pedestrian-only kind of walkways, right?
Yes.
Or boulevards where the retail shops thrive
yes.
without motor vehicle traffic.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. I know.
Yes.
So maybe
you're nodding yourself.
Yes,
like, maybe we should think about that.
Yeah. Maybe we should think about that. Right? Is there a future for that? Maybe.
Right.
Perhaps. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd love to look into that.
Explore that a little more. Yeah.
Yeah. But the city has just been so vibrant, and it just a great place to live and work and you know, have a business and visit.
Well, that's kind of what Kilroy Square is modeled after, right?
Yes.
It is a little bit of a European market, although you do have a huge parking garage right next door for folks to park, but the market itself is vehicle free.
Right.
And, yeah.
and thank God for that parking garage.
Right.
You know, I see it on a daily basis, and it's busy, and thank God, because it's just an easy place for people to visit Quincy and to be here. If they have appointments, they can just use that garage. It's just very economic, but it also helps us a lot with our farmers market.
I would think.
Yeah.
yeah. How's that
yeah.
going this year?
The farmers market is great.
Is it? Yeah.
Oh, the traffic has been wonderful. We were able to talk about it on Zip Trip. So that actually drew some people down that day, you know, from they were having conversations with great vendors and telling them, well, we heard about it on Zip Trip, so we thought we'd come down. So that was a nice shout out for us. And we've enhanced it. We've added music. We're doing workouts at 12 noon.
Oh, really?
Yes, you know, our members, Capella, Improving Ground are just some of them. And also we've partnered with the Crane Library to do some story time.
That's great.
You know, we're dog friendly, and it's great. I was down there all day on Friday, and I saw some new faces, some old faces, and it's been great.
Yeah. So. What are the hours, Julie, for the market?
So it's 12 to 4 every Friday, and it will run through October 31st.
Okay. All right. And are there still a Thursday evening? The brewery was
Yes. It's Widowmaker.
Yes.
And they're there on Thursday, Fridays, and Saturdays.
Oh, okay.
Right.
Okay.
And they're partnering with Avivo, the restaurant, with pizza. So, you know, there's been a lot of activity down at Kilroy after hours as well.
Okay, all right. So it's
been great.
I mean, the whole thought of redeveloping Quincy Center was bring a community, right? Make it a neighborhood, basically.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So do you think that's happened?
I do.
Yeah.
The residents, you know, that have moved into the area and talking with them, you know, they love the market. They love Kilroy. Mm. I pop by Kilroy in the evenings, you know, just to see the activity, and it's been good. So we're thankful for the city for allowing us to manage that.
And there's more coming, right? They just tore down the buildings where the Dollar Family Dollar was, so that's getting ready to go up as well.
Yes,
so.
it's exciting.
Yeah.
It's exciting to watch the growth of our city.
I bet. Yeah. Well, you've been here for a very long time, so you've seen the changes as well.
Yes.
Going forward.
Yes.
Yeah. About the other parts of the city, Wollaston, North Quincy, business districts?
So, Wollaston, we have Wally Beach Wednesdays that we've kicked off a few weeks ago. It is the love child of our chairwoman, Helen Shiner, Margaret LaForest, and Janet Batson. Mm-hmm. They've worked very, very hard in pulling it together with the bands and, you know, the sound and just making it great place to visit on Wednesday nights.
Yeah.
You know, so it's every Wednesday now through August 27th.
Great.
This week we are featuring the Bell Bottom, which is a rock band.
Yeah.
So, you know, you can bring your chair, you can, you know, grab some food at, the restaurants on the beach. And it's been a lot of people there last week.
Were there?
Yeah.
They are free, right?
Yes. They're free.
Yeah,
yes.
6 to 8 p.m. on Wednesday evenings on the beach. Weather looks great again this week,
because
that's a big factor, of course.
Yeah.
But this is new this year. It's been a while since there's been live music on a weekly basis.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yes. It was. They really wanted to bring it back, so I applaud them for working hard, and they've done a great job.
That's excellent.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah.
So the chamber is going high tech.
Yes, it is. So we are introducing our podcast.
How neat.
Which will be, the name of it will be B Quincy.
The letter B.
The letter B.
Okay.
Quincy.
Okay.
And we're going to start with interviews at your wonderful station over the next few weeks and probably start launching it in the fall.
Okay.
I'm really excited about that. There are so many great stories about the businesses in this city.
Mm-hmm.
And there's longtime businesses, there's family businesses, and there's small businesses, medium, all of our businesses, and each of them have a great story.
Mm.
And I want to bring that to our community and also inspire others who may be thinking about, you know, starting a business.
Okay.
It just starts with that one thought,
really?
Right? And
then,
you know, you just do it and you jump into it.
Well, that's where the chamber comes in, to help them, right?
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Okay.
Yes.
Who's hosting the podcast?
Who's hosting the podcast?
Mm-hmm.
Me.
You are?
Yes.
Okay, excellent. All right.
Yes.
So it's B Quincy with Julie.
Yes, B Quincy with Julie.
Okay.
And, we'll bring in some guests. We're going to have some fun with it.
Yeah.
I don't want it to be too long, just maybe 15-minute segments just something that people can kind of, refer to. And also there'll be a history of some of those businesses that I feel, that it's just, it's amazing to me the stories that I hear about the businesses in this city. It's well, really remarkable.
Quincy is known, you know, for being an incubator for businesses going way back, of course, to Howard Johnson's and Dunkin' Donuts.
Yes.
But, you know, more recently, look at the empire that Jimmy Lee Ng has built, you know, and some of the newer arrivals to the city.
Yes. Yes.
Very, very business savvy. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. And all an inspiration. All an inspiration. So again, I just want to bring it to maybe, you know, that girl or that guy who's thinking about starting a business and just, you know, maybe not too sure of themselves.
Yeah.
And now this is this opportunity. So, and it's also to showcase our members.
Yes.
As well.
Okay. Which, how many have you got now, just roughly?
We are at 484 members.
Okay. Okay.
Those are the active members.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So we're excited about that. We've added about 55% more in the last 5 months for over last year. So that's been great. There's a great energy, a great buzz. Mm. You know, I think networking is one of the most important things that you can do for your business and for yourself. And I believe that the chamber, you know, as we look at events moving forward into this year, you know, quality networking events, but events that, you know, you can come to and be comfortable at and not be intimidated and, you know, just be there. We're a phone call away. You can email us. You can call us with any questions. We're here to help you with anything business.
Speaking of events, one of your signature events is coming up in the not too distant future, the Taste of Quincy.
Yes.
Tuesday, August 12th from 5:30 to 8. Tell me all about it.
Yeah, so this will actually be my first one,
right.
And I'm excited about it. The team is working really hard, you know, in putting it together logistic wise. Right now we are still looking for more vendors and sponsorship, but we have some great sponsors that are already on board, so we thank them and we thank all of our sponsors. It's 5:30 to 8, August 12th, and it's $40 a person, and it's across the board. We'll have some entertainment, some great food. You know, we already have a great lineup of restaurants.
Can you name just a few?
Yeah, sure. Yeah. It's Jimmy Lee Ng. Okay, Mason's and Granite Links, their food truck.
Okay.
Of course, Montelios, the Sunset Pier, which is new, a new vendor this year for us, so we're excited about that. They're down on the boardwalk at Marina Bay.
Oh, very good. Okay.
And there are Dottie's Kitchen, I believe that they mentioned, was perhaps interested. I'm not sure yet, so I have to go back and kind of see what happened over the weekend.
All right.
Okay.
We're at Best Western Adams Inn again, up in North Quincy. So is it out on the gazebo again?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Yes. Yes.
And under the Ponset.
Yeah, under the tent. Yep. So you know, I would love for everybody to come down. I'm excited to attend and be there. But the feedback that we received from last year was overwhelming. So I'm just excited about it.
Neat.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah.
So both tickets are available and sponsorships available.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yes. Exactly.
Okay.
And vendor spots still.
Okay.
Yeah.
So. All right.
Okay.
What else?
Well, we are also really, really excited to announce too that Quincy has been named top 5 fastest growing cities in the United States for small business activity.
Wow.
And we just found that out probably just beginning of the month. And, you know, it's a great honor. And I think after this year, I think we might tick up that notch a little bit.
Okay.
And maybe even become number 1 or 2. We're number 4 right now.
In the whole country?
Yes, in the United States,
According to who did the survey?
It's Bill.com. It's also been an Inc. magazine.
Okay.
So it's an economic business report.
Gotcha.
Basically a consulting company that just goes out and does this research.
Yes.
And there we were.
Wow.
Yeah.
Who's number 1? Do you remember?
I don't remember who was number 1.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I know who's number 5.
Okay.
But I don't know who's number 1. Sorry.
But I mean, that is pretty significant.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it is.
Sure.
It's very, very significant.
What can you attribute that to, Julie?
Because
small businesses, it's what, 10 or fewer employees? Is that kind of the definition?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. I feel that it's the mayor of our city. It's his team. It's everybody within the city. It's very easy to do business here. Mm-hmm. You know, they want people to come here. I mean, we're also close to Boston. Mm-hmm. We're on major highways, and there's a lot of reason to do business in Quincy.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's easy. It's easy to do business.
How important is, you know, the public transportation service that the city has?
So, Phil Eng, the
yes.
general manager of the MBTA, you know, he worked really hard in getting our trains and buses back to a point now where, you know, people are comfortable taking the T again. Mm. And that includes our Red Line, mm-hmm. which, you know, goes through our city. And also, you know, I have to mention the ferry.
Of course you have to yes. mention the ferry. It's in your blood.
Yes, the ferry is just doing phenomenal.
Yeah.
I have a friend who watches it every morning from their balcony, and
out of Marina Bay.
Yes, okay. And they see the crew from Boston Harbor City Cruises.
Yes.
They wait for people. They're telling people, okay, we're not going to leave you. We're going to wait. So the customer service is great.
Okay.
The scheduled departure times are really working out well. And as I understand it, I think we've sold out a few times.
Okay.
That's a great thing. A great thing.
Yeah.
And everybody's talking about it. I had a neighbor last night mention it. Oh, I'm going to work tomorrow. I'm going to hop on the ferry.
Well, this is the first year that the city has had a dedicated Quincy to Boston
yes.
service during the week,
yes.
you
yes.
know, which was huge.
Yes,
yeah.
It's been a really long time coming.
Yeah.
And there's so many people who have worked really hard to make it happen.
Yes.
So, yeah, there's just a lot of great things.
Well, you can park for free at Swan
yes.
Point Park.
Park
it's $6
yes.
to ride the ferry,
yes.
so it's really economical
yes.
and convenient. We just need one on this end of the city, Julie.
I know.
That'll be the next goal, right?
Yeah, I'm not sure
I know.
How we would do that, but, you know, maybe a shuttle.
There
service,
you go.
Right?
So you're always thinking.
Yes, the shuttle service, I think, is probably what's coming next.
Sure.
To connect people from the city down to the marina.
Yeah. You know, when we first started our conversation, you mentioned that there are some challenges that businesses face, any business, right? What are they specifically here in Quincy right now, do you think?
Well, I think that any business, the challenges is the rising costs
yeah.
of healthcare. You know, rising costs to be competitive, you know, with salary. And just trying to find, you know, help
mm-hmm. yep.
as well. You know, COVID has changed everything
yes.
in business.
Oh, yeah.
And we're slowly seeing the comeback, but it's a challenge.
5 years and we're still recovering, yeah.
I know.
Okay.
I know. It's going to take a little bit more time,
I think. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I believe so.
But still plenty to do in Quincy this year.
Yes, there is. And upcoming is
yes.
the Darius and John Fogerty concert.
Yes, first weekend in August.
Yeah, which we're really excited about, right? Another, you know, economic engine for the city.
Nationwide performers, right?
Yes.
International performers,
yes.
really.
Yeah. Yes, yes. So, this is just a great feel. Are you feeling that? Are you feeling the buzz of the city?
For sure.
It's
different this year than
yes.
in years past. You know,
yeah.
I will definitely agree. The Flag Day Parade, I think, was one of, if not the best that I've ever seen in a long time.
Yeah.
That I've been going to them, for sure.
Yeah.
And I think that'll translate through the rest of the year as well, too. But you have your event every week. After hours, right?
So after hours is actually once a month.
Oh, once a month, okay.
And we just had it last Thursday at the Real House.
Oh.
And it was great. We had about 60 members
Super.
Show up.
Okay.
So it was wonderful to see some, you know, our regular faces and some new faces there. So it was great. Next month, we are doing a coffee with Donato.
Hmm.
And actually, I really need to mention Maureen Feeney. She is with Hot Strings Yarn Shop. So a new business just opened in April. We did a ribbon cutting, and we're doing a coffee with her next week,
okay.
The 31st.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, a yarn shop. She has a great story. You know, again, just a dream.
Yeah.
And now she has her own business, and I would recommend, you know, anybody check her out. She's on Beale Street.
Okay.
And please come by the coffee as well.
Okay.
So yes, so we're doing coffees and after hours. We're actually booking into our after hours into next year. Into 26 already.
Oh, yeah. You know, we're a month into summer already, so things are flying.
I know.
Always great to talk to you, Julie. Thank you so much.
Same here.
Likewise.
Great to see you. Thank you for
come
having
back.
Me. Okay.
All right.
Thank you.